Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, author of the award-winning book, Money Girl, Smart Moves to Grow Rich, available in paperback at your favorite bookseller. For more money tips that are not included in the weekly podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter. You'll find it on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. When you're there, please connect with me on social media like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, or read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 360, called How Retirement Accounts Save Money on Taxes. If you're a regular Money Girl reader or podcast listener, you know that I recommend investing through tax-advantaged accounts, like an IRA or workplace 401k, to build your retirement nest egg. But how do retirement accounts actually help you save money on taxes? This was a common question that I heard recently at a financial seminar that I presented to a large company in New York. In this episode, I'll cut through the confusion and explain terms like tax-deferred and tax-free. You'll find out how traditional and Roth retirement accounts allow you to pay less tax and accumulate more wealth to spend in retirement. Plus, I'll finish by answering a listener question about whether moving to a different state in retirement could affect the tax you have to pay when taking money out of retirement accounts. Since taxes take a big bite out of income, it's smart to cut them every way legally possible. Fortunately, we get a nice tax break for something that we should be doing anyway, saving for retirement. Retirement accounts can cut your taxes in two main ways: tax-deductible contributions and tax-free withdrawals. I'm going to explain both of those for you. Contributions you make to a traditional retirement account, such as a traditional 401k or IRA, are tax deductible. In other words, you make them on a pre-tax basis. Workplace plans deduct contributions directly from your paycheck before taxes are even taken out. Or if you make IRA contributions with after-tax money, you get to claim a deduction for those amounts when you file taxes. For instance, if you earn $50,000 and contribute $5,000 to a traditional IRA or 401k, you only have to pay tax on $45,000 that year, not on $50,000. Avoiding tax on $5,000 of income could save you about $850, depending on your situation and the state where you live. Reducing the amount of income you have to pay tax on is a smart way to keep more of your money and pay less to the government. Annual contribution limits for retirement accounts are established each year by the Internal Revenue Service. For 2014, you can contribute up to the following amounts for an IRA or workplace plan. If you have an IRA and are under age 50, you can put in up to $5,500. If you're age 50 or older, you can contribute as much as $6,500.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
For workplace plans like a 401k, 403b, or 457, if you're under age 50, you can put in $17,500. Or if you're age 50 or older, you can put in up to $23,000. Plus, employers can add additional funds, such as matching or discretionary contributions to your account, which allow you to exceed these annual limits that I just mentioned. However, with a traditional retirement account, the tax man catches up to you eventually. Any amount you withdraw is subject to ordinary income tax, plus a 10% penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. Distributions are added to your total income for the year. You must pay ordinary tax, but not capital gains tax, based on your income tax bracket at the time you withdraw traditional funds, no matter if the money comes from your original contributions or their earnings. Traditional retirement accounts are known as tax-deferred accounts because you delay all taxation until you take distributions in the future. In addition to traditional accounts, there's another type of retirement account you've probably heard of called a Roth. These flip-flop taxation from a traditional account because contributions to a Roth are not tax-deductible, which means you must pay tax on them up front. For instance, if you earn $50,000 and contribute $5,000 to a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, you must pay tax on $50,000 that year. There's no immediate tax benefit for Roth contributions. However, the great feature of a Roth is that future withdrawals that you make after age 59 and a half are completely tax-free, unlike with a traditional account. A Roth allows you to avoid paying one penny of tax on growth in the account that may have accumulated over decades. You can even withdraw your original contributions tax-free before reaching age 59 and a half if you've owned a Roth account for at least 5 years. But withdrawing any amount of earnings from a Roth IRA or workplace plan triggers a 10% early withdrawal penalty. Let's say you put $5,000 a year into a Roth IRA for 30 years, which is a total of $150,000 in contributions. If that amount grows and mushrooms into a value of $450,000, you'd avoid tax on the difference, or $300,000 of earnings. Depending on your situation, that might give you a tax savings of $60,000. As long as your money stays in a traditional or Roth retirement account, you won't pay any tax on investment earnings. They get reinvested and compound year after year without any federal or state tax bill. As I previously mentioned, you'll never get a tax bill from a Roth account when you withdraw money in retirement, but you will for traditional accounts. I had a great question from a listener named Paul who asks, I have traditional and Roth retirement accounts and have been contributing to them in Texas, where there is no state income tax. If I decide to retire to a different state that does have income tax, would I have to pay income tax on my retirement distributions? The good news is that no matter where you live, you won't have to pay any federal or state tax on Roth distributions. However, your traditional account withdrawals will be subject to both federal and state income tax, depending on where you live in retirement. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.